Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
What is your name?
We are a third-party call center, and we service different products, and we partner with different companies.
Okay. Okay. The woman I just talked with a minute ago, she said she couldn't find me account, so I thought maybe I rang the wrong phone number. It's under Herrick, the last name, H-E-R-R-I-C-K.
Okay. Let me get your zip code, ma'am.
04236.
You say 04236?
That's correct.
And what is the name I'm looking for?
Theresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, or Terry. Last name is Herrick, H-E-R-R-I-C-K.
Do you know anyone by the name of George Herrick?
It could have been.
Okay. I do have an account for Mr. George Herrick for security purposes. Can you verify the address for me?
34 Tall Timber Road in Green.
Yes, ma'am, I do have an account for Mr. Charles Herrick.
Okay.
Hang on one second while my system is loading.
Now, the situation is, I bought something through a promotional thing, and I was only supposed to pay the freight for $7.45. That was billed on my credit card at $1.5, and I paid it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my next credit card, I got charged on $1.9 for $49.97. I called on $2.15. I have a confirmation number to get that taken off the bill. Somehow, it got attached to $56.95, gave me credit because I've called my credit card company already, but I'm still missing the credit for that $49.97. I don't know why I'm getting billed for these bills.
Okay, when you called in, you got that credit for $56.95.
Well, I called in on 215. I thought I was getting credit for $49.97. I think she charged it to the wrong one because I'm just getting the bill now for $56.95. So I couldn't have been calling on that one.
Ma'am, when you called in about the charge for $56.95. Maybe you didn't see the $49 on your account?
No. The first bill was $49.97. That's the one I called on 215 because that's when I got my bill. Whoever took the information gave me credit for $56.95. They gave me the wrong credit. I got two confirmation numbers.
Okay, and then did she tell you that she was giving you a credit for what amount?
$49.97, back on $2.15. I've got the confirmation number.
And what is it?
It's C258948785. I think she just grabbed the first one she saw.
Okay, that confirmation number is for $56.95, okay.
She put it on the wrong one. It was supposed to be $49.97 because I never called for $56.95 until today because I just got the bill because I couldn't have known what it was.
And you stated that you spoke with your financial...
Back on 215, yeah, she applied it to the wrong one because it's a $49.97, $1.9 for $49.97 on the original... Banks, my original credit card for January 8th to February 7th. That's the one she was supposed to give me credit for because I called today to get credit for the $56.95 and they already told me there's a credit going through. So whoever did it the first time didn't grab the right amount of money. Do you see one there for $49.97 for $1.9?
Yes, ma'am, but when you called in, you didn't see the $56.95.
No, I was calling about the $49.97.
Okay, so
I never
you
got a bill for the $56.95 until today, so I couldn't have called on 215 for that.
Okay, and you stated that you spoke with your credit card company?
I have.
And what did they advise you?
They told us to try to talk with you again, which I did this morning, and I got nowheres.
Have you?
Otherwise, I'd be putting in a fraudulent claim for this $49.97.
Have you disputed this charge with your company?
I don't know who to call. I'm just calling the number that's on my credit card.
No, ma'am. I say, have you put in a dispute with your credit card company?
I talked with them this morning, yes.
And are they going to dispute this charge?
Well, they said it'd be better if I could talk through and get it straightened out here. So is there any way I can get this credit for $49.97?
Well, ma'am, we already gave you the credit for $56.95, so we're not able to go back until January. That's probably why she didn't give you that payment, because she was only able to go back for February the 9th, which was that charge. Because that January charge, ma'am, we're two, almost 3 months in on that charge.
Okay, because if I called on 215, the 5695 was charged on 29. How can I complain on the credit card when I don't get my bill until after February 7th?
Okay,
no
ma'am,
way
you,
I can complain.
You placed the order on January the 5th. And
that's
you was
correct.
Billed on January the 9th.
January 5th, billed on the 6th for 7:45.
You was billed on the, okay. Well, I guess she's saying the 6th because the way it shows up in our system, you was billed on the 5th, the day you placed the order.
Okay, I paid 7:45 for that.
And the $49.97 was taken out on the 9th of January.
Yes, that was another bill. And that's the one I just called on February 15th when I got my bill. Because this bill here is from January 8th to February 7th, so it allows 5 days to get here, approximately, and I called on 215.
Okay, so you called on February the 15th, and you got that refund on...
I haven't got a refund. Nothing shows on my
credit cards. You got a refund of $56.95
on today.
No,
it's not on my credit card. That's the recent bill that I just got. There's no way I could have called on this recent bill because the recent bill is from February 8th to March 7th, and I just got it. There's no way I called on that on 215 because I'm just getting the bill. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, ma'am. I
understand. When I called on the 15th, it was for the bill for the $49.97.
Okay, so when you called on the 15th, the person you spoke to, her name was Tashara, and she stated that you called in to cancel your subscription. You stated you thought you was only paying for the shipping and handling. That was all the call handled. She didn't say anything about a refund, but you did get refunded today. So what would you want us to do today? Because another person that you spoke with about 12 o'clock this afternoon, she refunded you $56.95. So what would you like me to do?
I need a refund for the $49.97 for 1-9.
Okay, but when you just
when I called on 215, I called on the $49.97. It's her error if she picked up the wrong amount of money.
She didn't give you a refund on the 15, ma'am. Only thing she did was cancel your account.
But she was supposed to give me a refund for the $49.97.
Okay, but you just called in today to get a refund on 56.
That's the new bill. That's the new bill she's charging. I'm getting charged for.
Okay, so if you called in on the 15 and you haven't seen a refund and it been almost a month later, you're just calling about another charge?
Well, okay, let me do this again. The $49.97 is on the bank credit card for January 8th to February 7th. It ended on February 7th. It takes 5 days for me to get the mail. I never got it until maybe February 12th. I looked at my bank statement, the bill. I check off everything. 2:15, I called to get this $49.97 credited. She credited the wrong amount.
She never credited you anything on the 15, ma'am.
No, she was supposed to have. He told me this morning that she credited me for 56 something. $56.95, and I said, well, how can I be credited for $56.95 when I just got the bill for $56.95?
Well, you just got credited today for $56.95. You wasn't credited until, only time you was credited was today. You wasn't credited any other time after that.
Well, what happened to my $49.97 I was supposed to be credited for? She gave me a confirmation number, and you said it was related to the $56.95, so she gave me a confirmation number for the wrong amount of money.
And you just got the cancellation number today, right? That's a cancellation number.
Nope. The cancellation number I got on 215.
Okay, she was giving you a number stating that the account was canceled.
Okay, but I'm supposed to get a credit for $49.97.
Okay, well, ma'am, you got a credit today for 56. I can't give you
any
other credit for anything else. That charge is for January. I'm not able to credit that, ma'am.
How come? Because originally it was supposed to have been $49.97. Did she give me a credit for $56.95 back on 215?
No, you got a credit of 56 today.
Now, he told me this morning that she credited me $56.95 back on 215. That's what that guy told me this morning.
Only thing happened on 215 was your account getting canceled.
Nope, she was supposed to also give me a credit for $49.97.
No, ma'am, you didn't get a credit for that.
Nope, who do I call to complain? Because I will be putting her in a fraudulent claim if I don't get this corrected.
Okay, ma'am, do you know the difference in fraudulent? Fraudulent would mean that you didn't place this order, someone else did.
I didn't place this order for $49.97.
Okay, so are you stating someone used your card and placed this order for you?
No, I'm saying you're putting something on it. What was the $56.95? I didn't place anything for $56.95.
Okay, ma'am, that was for the membership. They did explain that to you when you called in about the charge.
Oh, no, she didn't. Nope, she didn't. She was supposed to give me the $49.97 credit. Nothing was even said about no membership.
Okay, when you placed the order for the item that you received, it did come with the membership, ma'am. And that was the, it did tell you in the fine print when you accepted the terms and conditions that you was going to be billed the full amount.
I called and I said, I want this canceled and I want $49.97 refunded. And she never did it. Why did Jay tell me that the 215 corresponds with this car, this cancellation number you said corresponds with $56.95?
Okay, you spoke with someone by the name of Jay. He stated that he offered you 50%. You declined it, ma'am.
He
you
offered
hung
me
up.
What? Wait a minute. He offered me what?
He offered you 50% on that amount.
No, he did not. He did not.
Did you disconnect the line, ma'am?
No, I just told him when I was on the phone with him, I said, okay, I'll call my credit card, and I hung up. He did
okay.
not offer me no 50%.
Well, we're not going to offer you anything if you're going to, when you disconnect the line, ma'am, we're not
I
able to do anything after
that. I didn't disconnect
the
line. I didn't. I said, okay, I'll call my credit card, and I said, bye, have a good day. I didn't disconnect the line.
Okay, well, ma'am, I'm not able to offer a refund at this moment.
Okay, who's the company? Do you know?
For the item that you purchased?
Yep. I'll need that
you purchased the foot massager?
Yes, which is a cheap thing. It's not through the trash.
It screams discount supply.
What's the phone number?
1-888-509-6914.
6914.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Very good. I'll be calling them and see what I can do.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer
okay.
support.
Thank
have a great day.
Thank you very much. You have a good day.
Mm-hmm.